436 pounds was a realization when my chin rested on my chest, and when I would get in my vehicle, my belly would sit on my steering wheel.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients. Proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063. In this episode, we have Justin Tice, certified personal trainer and motivational life coach here in Lebanon, PA. Justin's story is one of resilience, redemption, and real transformation. From the loss of his father at a young age to being diagnosed with a heart condition to hitting rock bottom in 2016 at over 400 pounds and then turning it all around. Today, Justin runs Smiling At You, LLC. When I say that, I can't help but smile. Working out of Gilson Strength Conditioning, where he's helping others take control of their lives physically, mentally, and emotionally. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate it. Pleasure being here.
I'm glad you're here. And you got a big smile. Now I'm smiling. Your shirt's got Smiling At You. So good vibes.
Absolutely. Positivity is contagious, to say the least.
Quick shout out to Adam Gilson. Mm-hmm. Now, where is his Gilson Strength Conditioning? Where is that located?
Yeah, Gilson Strength Conditioning. It's over on 5th Ave, right near Cedar Haven. And it's right in the back end of the building, 24/7 facility with memberships for the community, as well as his long-term athlete development for the middle school and high school athletes as well. So super cool opportunities there for everybody.
And Adam was actually a guest on the podcast, especially for the new listeners that might not know. He was on episode 16 back in December of 2022. So if you're new to the podcast or just joining us, please go back and listen to those previous guests. There are some really amazing people doing neat things here in the community. And chances are you'll probably know somebody, maybe even a handful of people. So definitely go back and give those a listen for those new listeners. But Justin, yeah, take us back to, you know, your early years growing up. What was it like?
Yeah, so it was a very interesting kind of diverse lifestyle for me growing up. I grew up in the city of Lebanon, but my grandparents owned a bar and restaurant out in Rexmont called Boyer's Cafe. And so it was a really cool dynamic. And then I had an aunt and uncle that had a farm in Myerstown. And so I raised animals for 4-H. got to have kind of the bar restaurant life experience, and then of course had the inner city experience of Lebanon City as well. With that, I got rocking and rolling with all of that diversity. Was kind of thrown with the first thing was my father passing away at a young age. I was 11 years old. Cancer, as we all know, sucks.
Yeah.
So that ended up, taking over. And so at 12 years old, I was then diagnosed with rheumatic fever, which is a basically untreated strep throat. So at that point, the virus can develop. And for me, it affected my heart. So the aortic valve of my heart, which is the main valve, ended up getting damaged. And so it created a what's called a bicuspid valve or a bicuspid deficiency, which would then be normally that's 3 leaflets. It got taken down to 2 leaflets and then was what was considered leaky. So they told me at some point in my adult life, I may need to get it repaired or replaced. So I just kept rocking and rolling and then made the absolute best of life at that point on. So it was a really cool, diverse upbringing. But then, of course, with the negativity, had that perseverance to just kind of push through and, see all of the colors of life, so to speak.
So now you mentioned, okay, so in Lebanon, you graduated Lebanon High?
Yep, Global? Lebanon High School, okay. 2011, actually. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, oh, gosh, then we're the same. Okay, I was Cedar Crest back in 2011, which feels like yesterday, but It's been a little, couple of years now, so I see what you're saying. So you had like the city life here in Lebanon, going to school, and then your grandparents, right, mm-hmm. having the farm and the pigs and being able to raise animals and such. So very diverse. Now they also had, was it Boyer Cafe?
Yeah, Boyer's Cafe. Boyer's now Cafe. Boyer's Tavern, but yeah, Boyer's Cafe, okay. Out in Rexmont, yeah, was back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
I know right where that is. Bobby Angelo has it now, and yes. they're actually Boyer's Tavern is one of the sponsors of the podcast.
That's amazing.
So small world. So you were in the restaurant business, 4-H,
mm-hmm.
Which I think for listeners, if you're in school, get involved with those mm-hmm. kind of clubs and organizations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially, it allows the youth to kind of learn some things with discipline and responsibility and really get some good things going for themselves.
100%. So, when your dad passed away, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers, actually, a half brother and then a brother that is from my mother and father, that of which being both older, Josh and Steven. Josh is my closest brother. He is 13 months older than me, and is a absolute pleasure to be around. He is intellectually challenged, but nonetheless, he is abled and kind of just rocking and rolling throughout life in many other ways that others wouldn't, imagine.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see individuals that are sometimes classified with disabilities go out and shine their true, abilities and just live and love life.
When your father did pass, what was the family dynamic like?
It was very interesting. So I was actually the youngest child, but due to the dynamics of my brother's intellectual disability, I sort of felt the need at that moment to take over as the man of the household. So it was a very interesting dynamic, kind of suppressing certain emotions as a young child that I wasn't able to kind of roll with at that moment. And of course, now as an adult, have been able to look back and see some of those things. So it's really cool to kind of have the ability to see that now. Life is truly wonderful if you make it, that's for sure.
Well, it's all about your perspective, right?
Absolutely.
And things happen for reasons we don't know. And I've mentioned before in the podcast, it's in the moment, it may feel good, it may feel bad, but everything happens for a reason. So, going from that around age 11 to then at 12, you get diagnosed. And what, again, remind us, what was it? It was like a...
So it was rheumatic fever, which is untreated strep throat. Basically, from my understanding, I got into a bit of a depression from my father passing away. So if you have a sore throat, typically you should, especially as a younger individual, let somebody know so the doctors can give you a strep test. And at that point, there's a possibility that you could then, avoid potential furthering that virus and creating what they call then is rheumatic fever.
Okay, and that led to the Aortic?
The aortic valve, the main valve of your heart being, which is typically a tricuspid valve, meaning there's three leaflets. And for myself, one of the three became defective, creating a bicuspid valve, which is basically two leaflets. And so that third leaflet was kind of just hanging out there.
Okay.
What was considered regurgitation of blood. So every time my heart would actually pump, normally you have a boom, 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 boom. Mine would be a boom, boom, boom to get that little bit of extra regurgitation out and flowing through the rest of my body at that point.
So, you know, you had a lot of like adult challenges, it sounds like, thrown at you or put on your shoulders, you know, at such an early age. You had a turning point maybe come 2016 to fast forward a little bit.
Absolutely. And then, that kind of was the basis of creating this strength foundation for myself, I guess. Although it was some things traumatic and some things interesting, it led me through then in 2016 having a huge turning point of my life. I always made the best of life, but stepped on the scale in 2016 at 436 pounds. And at that point, I realized that it was just not a life to be living. I lived the typical teenage, young 20s party life. I went out, had the fun, did the dirt and, learned my lessons. And I'm grateful to be alive and to be here. But at that point, 436 pounds was a realization when my chin rested on my chest. And when I would get in my vehicle, my belly would sit on my steering wheel, and nothing to be proud of, but something looking back, it's so amazing to know that I can get in my car now and have to adjust my steering wheel and my seat. So it's like a really cool difference. But that led to a 150-pound change of just dropping weight. So I quite literally lost an entire individual.
Yeah,
almost
seriously.
An adult man, and at that point had
That's
to
awesome.
Create great things. Yeah,
yeah, and a lot of I feel like listeners will be like, well, just stop eating, or it's easy. But I know for me, like my downfall is sweets, good food, like being a big 6'2". We won't get into maybe 280, a bigger guy, and you just. For me, it is. I don't do the smoking. I'm not a big drinker. For the people that really know me and stuff, but like when it comes to good food, I like to eat. And what was it? So that moment when you step on scale, you're like, that's it. I'm changing my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it truly was something that for myself, in regards to food specifically, I had to create a new relationship with food. I had to re-understand, the times that I was going to the fridge and opening it up because of boredom, or mm-hmm. the times that I, was potentially going out and, maybe some of the lifestyle that I lived and the drinking aspects, the smoking aspects might have also created, the want for, what they call munchies, I guess, those drunk munchies, so to speak. But at that point, when you start to realize that you need to make a change, you start to look at your life and then you need to reorganize to create a balance. So at that point, I started to look at my life, realize the choices that I made to get to where I was. At that point, if I kept making those same choices, it clearly was going to either lead me in that same direction or a worse direction. Having the liberty to be able to make that difference and make that change was truly an honor, to say the least.
And losing over 150 pounds is no small feat.
Absolutely. It was quite literally blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen. I started off at, just quite literally over at Planet Fitness. I hopped on a treadmill one day and decided to post a selfie of myself at the gym on the treadmill. And a couple of days later, after a few more selfies, a friend of mine reached out and was like, hey, we really appreciate you. We've been seeing your progress. We want you to come over to New York Fitness with us and try to lift with us. And at that time, it was a little bit more foreign territory for myself when regards to lifting due to the heart condition I was diagnosed with. Mm-hmm. I was told not to ever do anything strenuous. As a big kid growing up, I was limited and not able to do the wrestling, the football, the things that those big kids were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so I ended up channeling myself into other things like music, but nonetheless, it was still a very interesting dynamic to get used to say the least.
And music, you'd say, is an outlet for you, a creative outlet.
Absolutely. Music has become, honestly, it's something that has saved my life because it's something that I can go and express not only my emotion, but be able to relate with people and give them a message no matter what language they speak due to the energy that's conveyed through that song.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I think what people, you know, believe, and they want, everybody wants things instantly, right? Mm-hmm. Change instantly, mm-hmm. Praise instantly. But you've shown it's really about consistent daily work.
Absolutely. It comes down to the consistency of doing what you're doing. It, no matter what you're doing, whether it's good or bad, if you do it consistently, you're going to see progress. So you need to make sure that you're doing the good things for yourself. You need to make sure we're making those good decisions. And at that point, creating the positive momentum so that way we can take those little wins in life to create those larger wins and accomplish those goals that we're working towards.
So dropping, 150 plus pounds, everything's going well, things are going good. Then 2023
comes about, and it was actually late 2022, probably honestly quite around the time Adam was doing his episode here.
Okay.
I had gotten a call from Hershey Medical Center after a checkup, and they had informed me that I was a prime candidate for open heart surgery, and that it was time to have that adult intervention of repairing and replacing that aortic valve in my heart.
Okay.
April 3rd of 2023, I got up to Hershey Medical Center very early in the morning, and they got me all prepped and then sliced open from below kind of where your sternum is there, below your Adam's apple, all the way down to six to eight inches above the belly button. And 8.5 hours later, they kick-started my heart. They were graciously able to go in and repair the valve with what's called a heart ring, H-A-A-R-T. That then went around the aortic valve, tightened the valve, and allowed it to work more efficiently. So at that point, they kick-started my heart quite literally after 8.5 hours.
Wow.
Sent me on my way. Sent me, of course, to the ICU. I didn't get to go home. Was able to go and start my recovery. So it was a really interesting journey. I wouldn't wish it upon the worst of my enemies, but nonetheless, it gives you a perseverance that is unmatched, to say the least.
And sometimes, big medical events can either break or they can define us. What mindset shift did you have, post-surgery? And then what led you to launching Smiling At You?
Yeah, so I actually worked for a local company called Henice Tire. It's a local tire distribution company. Of course, most of us may drive by in Cleona and see the cars and trucks outside, but out back they actually have a huge wholesale operation where they actually distribute tires to all of the local garages, car dealerships, and so forth. And so I had worked there all the way from 2015 up through, I loved my job there. I loved what I did. But at that point, you start to realize after an event like that, that life is short. No matter how, much of an impact you may have, and no matter what you're doing at any, whether it be a job or whatever it may be, if you truly feel as if you have the ability to go and help to impact and serve others, and if you aren't able to do that at your current position, I implore you to do whatever you need to really just get out and make sure you can save, invest, work smart to just budget accordingly to make sure that money is not a factor so that you can create that impact that you're put on earth to create.
Again, going through the therapy and the rehab to then get home from having open heart surgery,
mm-hmm.
that was probably quite a journey in and of itself.
It was quite a journey. It was actually a much shorter journey than what I had expected. So I am a go-getter at heart. And nonetheless, they told me that most individuals get released from the hospital in 3 to 5 days. And I told them, well, I'm shooting for 2. Yeah. Of course, they didn't quite allow me to get out in 2. But 3 days later, I was able to graciously be released to come home. And then I was told to have a 12-week recovery process.
Okay.
I was not allowed to open up my own door when I got home because I had a restriction of 5 to 10 pounds, and they were afraid that the force of pulling that door could potentially split open my chest again. And so it was a very interesting journey just hearing stories like that, trying to navigate life.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such an phenomenal time in regards to at 10 weeks, I was already approved to go back to working my full-time job.
Wait. Full-time job
at Hennise Tire. Absolutely.
Tires aren't light.
Correct. And at that moment, I was actually put into the position of warehouse manager. So I was in charge of making sure that the tires were unloaded, put on the shelves, and of course, inventory purchased and so forth. And so, bit of a physical job as well. So 12 weeks after open heart surgery, I was making sure that we got tires unloaded because I had the clearances and was feeling good enough to be able to do such a thing. So it was a really cool opportunity. I personally am a very, man of faith, and God willing, I was able to, create the ability to keep on trucking.
And I think it says something about your, like we said, the vibes, right? Mm-hmm. I could just tell positive energy. And I think in life, if you're in a good mood, you put positive energy, positive vibes out there, it comes back to you. You know what I mean? You could look at a situation and if you're negative, right, negativity will kind of creep in and come back in. But if you're positive and like, okay, I'm getting out in 2 days, I'm motivated. Or like you're telling me 12 to whatever, 14 weeks, I'm going to do it in less. I'm doing it in 10, and it's just having that positive vibes, I think, can really impact your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have personally, through the things that I've gone through in life and through the, the rabbit trails that I've gone down on the internet and so forth, I've learned that not only does it come down to balance, but also, just being able to create the, for lack of better terms, the frequency that is able to keep rising. And if we look at different things like emotions, and we look at things like a happy emotion or a sad emotion, we can start to feel the potentials of those frequencies, and the sad being potentially of a lower frequency and that happy being of the higher frequency. And so if we look at life through those frequencies or vibrations, and every time we have a potential sad moment, if we do our best to either reverse that thought, potentially flow that thought, whatever it may be, it allows us to then kind of create that, resilience to then get through and then have that positivity kind of shine through and bring that frequency to fruition.
Let's take a sip break.
Absolutely.
This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. To pick back up, working at Hennise Tires, that's just amazing. Like, that they're like, oh, you can go back to that job and you're strong enough and everything. But at some point, like you said, a higher calling. You're mm-hmm. like, I want to make an impact on people's lives. So you launch Smiling At You,
mm-hmm.
Which I do love that name, Smiling At You. And I want to know, like, what does that mean to you personally? And, talk about that kind of journey there.
Yeah, so through everything that's happened in my life, positivity has been one of the things that has gotten me through. I, at a young age, learned that if I put a smile on my face, no matter what mood I'm in, when I go out into public and others see that smile, they smile back.
Yeah.
And at that point, it just gives that authenticity of that true happiness, that spark that, you may not have had right away, but you have to initiate it. We see cavemen, they didn't just start fire by clapping their hands together. They had to crack something together and make some noise,
Yeah.
And so we need to make that wave in our lives to kind of create that as well.
So, and what do you hope, you know, Smiling at You, like, says to your clients? What do you hope they take away from their time with you and being a part of Smiling at You?
So at that point, knowing that no matter what you're doing in life, if you keep, you know, pushing forward, if you keep that positivity, if you keep that smile on your face, if you're able to wake up that next day, we're here for a reason and we're here to live in love, and we might as well make the absolute best of it.
I love it. So now you are a certified trainer, personal trainer, mm-hmm. and motivational life coach. As we mentioned earlier, working independently at Gilson Strength Conditioning, is there a story or a client that really sticks out to you that you could share?
Absolutely. So one client specifically that I can think of, her name's Sue, and she started with me back at the beginning when I had just gotten started. I did a little raffle, and it was one of those, you know, choose a number between this and this, and if you're the closest person, you get a free session. And Sue came and won that free session. And at that point, she really enjoyed, you know, coming to, you know, the gym. She was 57 years old at the time.
Okay.
Was a school teacher and was just working to, you know, want to get up and down easier, just live and love, you know, a happier, healthier lifestyle, you know. And she ended up starting with me. And now, you know, many months later, we're going on about 8-9 months here that she's been basically working out full time with me. She has created a whole new basically outlook on her life at this point. She's lost over 15 pounds. She's been able to lose multiple, you know, clothes and pants sizes.
Oh, that feels good right there, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. And just, you know, to be able to have the ability as we start to get older to still know that our bodies can do what we need them to do if we have the faith and confidence in them and do them safely and accordingly, of course.
Oh, definitely. So Smiling at You, that started then, like 2023, 2024, is that when it's?
Yes. Yeah, so it was towards the end of 2023 is when I started to really make the realizations throughout the recovery process of, you know, heart surgery and so forth. And then it was in the beginning of 2024, July 5th of 2024 was actually when I had officially made everything official. Mm-hmm. And at that point, since then, I've had the privilege and honor of working with over 24 individuals and creating, you know, a happier, healthier lifestyle for them. And at that point, you know, I'm always looking to create that next smile for just other individuals to try and just make Lebanon a little bit of a better place, one smile at a time.
I love that. And it's all located inside of Gilson, Strength Conditioning. So, like, what is, if you can walk us through a routine, or I've never been inside of, you know, Gilson Strength Conditioning. So what is the equipment set up like? Like, take us through a routine maybe or something like that.
Yeah, so it's actually a little bit different than what most of your commercial gyms may be. So Gilson Strength Conditioning is a strength conditioning gym for athletes primarily. So it doesn't have all of those machines, so to speak, that you may see in a commercial gym. So it's really cool because then as a trainer myself, I get to be creative to then allow individuals to still work those same muscles on a lifestyle basis as opposed to as a athlete. You know, my school teachers don't necessarily want to have to be doing, you know, box jumps and so forth.
Right.
But with that, typically my clients come in, we start off with a warm-up. We start to get the body, you know, energized. We start to get the blood pumping, get that heart rate elevated just a little bit. And then at that point, we move into a bit of a mobility routine, you know, being able to actually dynamically get those joints loosened up, warmed up, get ready for the use that we're going to be putting them under. And then at that point, moving into a like a strength and conditioning routine or a resistance routine at that point. Typically, you want to, you know, make sure you're training all of your core muscle groups so that way you aren't really missing too much, but you also want to make sure you get some accessory lifts in. So, you know, whatever, a push or a pull, and then maybe you want to get in some core work, so you want a rotational exercise as well.
Okay.
You know, and then at that point, you know, we'll go through and finish off the exercise or the workout with a cool down, which I think is something that's super crucial that not everybody does. When we get into the gym, we raise that heart rate, we raise that blood pressure, we get everything kicking and rolling. I personally believe it's best to calm down before we leave the gym. And so we get a more of a static stretching or mobility stretching at the end as well, which allows us to kind of lengthen those stretches, so to speak, or lengthen that strength to be sure that we're, you know, not only strong, but mobile and agile as well.
No, that's phenomenal. I do believe, yeah, it is important to warm up. You know, you just, when it's cold outside, sure, you start your car, but you don't immediately put it in drive. You let it warm up a little bit, you know, get things flowing, get everything moving. And then a cool down, I think, too, is that makes sense because, you know, again, you know, you want to let your body get used to, you just worked out. You got, like I said, the heart rate up. You got a good sweat going, hopefully. I mean, my gosh, I remember when I'd work out, I mean, my shirt would be drenched. You know, a good workout, man. You know, need a new shirt. You could wring it out for so much sweat. So yeah, it makes a ton of sense. And then, you know, all the equipment there is open. So you create like a personalized routine for that individual client.
Yeah. So, that I couldn't give you a rundown of a specific routine, because it's different for each individual client, depending on their goals, and where they're at in life right now. You know, some individuals may have limited mobility due to, you know, whether it was being a larger individual and going through weight loss, potentially having, you know, a life-changing event like heart surgery, you know, something along those lines, and then needing to kind of get our oomph back, so to speak.
Yeah. And then do you also, with the routine, do you also help them, like a food plan? Is that something you would do also?
Yeah. So I personally am not a nutritionist. However, I do actually have, through my app, I have the ability to give a suggested meal plan. So through my expertise, I work on the individual's basically macro. So we're looking at your protein, we're looking at your carbs, and we're looking at your fats. We're going to then look at your height, your weight. We're going to look at your daily energy level and what you're doing throughout the day. Do you sit at a desk all day? Are you up and in a warehouse working all day?
Yeah.
We'll then calculate your total daily energy expenditure. And at that point, we'll create a suggested plan to then hit those goals so that we're able to then lose weight. If we are looking to lose weight, we know that in order to lose weight, it comes down to a basic science, no matter what we have in regards to machines and so forth. But the calories in have to be less than the calories out in order to lose weight. And the calories in have to be more than the calories out in order to gain weight. And then at that point, it comes down to just being sure. Just like you have a race car, you don't go and just put any fuel in that race car before you get on the track. You're putting that high-grade premium fuel in, and so we want to make sure we do the same thing for our race car bodies, that's for sure.
Oh, that was perfect. I couldn't have said any better, and that's what it that's what it's all about. You know, that is what it's all about, and I think, you know, you might say, oh, I'm not an expert, I'm not certified, but what you just said to me sounds like an expert, and sometimes I found that people that claim to be experts or went to school and this and that, they don't have the real world experience or the proof, like you losing over 150 pounds. I mean, that just doesn't happen over time. It's like you said, it's the intake of calories and monitoring that, and then also the consistency of a daily routine. So let's take a quick snack break.
Yeah.
This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky, eat meat, repeat.
Talking is one of my many blessings, that's for sure.
But it's good. It's really good.
The gift of gab.
Gift of gab. You got it. So, like, looking back at everything, loss, diagnosis, surgery, what have all those experiences taught you about yourself?
I would have to say that no matter what life has thrown at me or anybody, really, if we're given the ability to wake up that next day, we have a purpose. We have a reason. And at that point, you don't always have to know what that purpose or reason is that day. You just have to make the absolute best of it. And I think that as you make the best of each and every day, it comes back to that C word of consistency. And if you consistently make that decision to create that positivity, that smile, that happiness to create that higher vibration, that higher frequency, you start to, you know, not only learn, but to see that life truly is what you make it.
You know, and a lot of people feel stuck or maybe defeated, you know, or they're just in a hard place in life. What's one thing you want them to take away from your story?
I would have to say one thing to take away is that if you are here, if you are listening to these words, it is not too late. It is never too late. And all it takes is for you to start. It takes day one to get rolling. And from that first step, you take step after step. And even if they're baby steps, even if you have to get down and crawl, by the time you get to your not even finish point, but by the time you get even halfway and you look back, all of a sudden, you've created ripples, not only for yourself, but those that have been around you and have been watching you along the way as well.
Before we close out, there are two exciting things coming up in your life that you're a part of. And we talked a little bit off air, but I'll let you kind of go into it and tell us what you got coming up.
Yeah, so two really cool and exciting things. So first and foremost is coming up July 10th. It's going to be a really cool opportunity. I had the opportunity to audition for the Lancaster Stormers baseball team to sing the national anthem quite a few months back, and they graciously reached out and asked me to come and perform. So on July 10th, it's a Thursday, I will be performing the national anthem for the Lancaster Stormers, and I am super excited for that. But another huge thing in my life is, of course, pickleball. And coming up August 30th is going to be a Saturday. But Coleman's Park just recently opened up four brand new pickleball courts that overtook a old tennis court up at Coleman's. And it is a beautiful asset to not only our community in town, but also to the sport. And so August 30th, there's going to be a tournament, two tournaments within that single tournament, one for the novice and beginners or intermediate, and then one for the advanced individuals as well.
Some awesome things going on in Lebanon County, and then going down to the Stormers, which off air, we're like, oh, it feels weird not saying Barnstormers, but down to the Stormers right off of 72, you know, heading south into Lancaster. You can't beat it. Get out for a great night at the ballpark. And also, you know, if you're into pickleball, I'm learning for the first time, you know, Coleman's Park. What'd you say, four new courts up there?
Four beautiful courts with net dividers and all, which is not at all of the local courts, so you can actually go, and if there's individuals playing on the court next to you, you don't have to worry about the balls rolling over and interfering.
Awesome. Yeah, so perfect. Awesome. Very cool. If you want to learn more about Justin's work or get in touch with Smiling At You, check out the links in the show notes, and if today's episode moved you, please share it and leave a review and follow American Grown Podcast for more stories from the heart of our community.
Absolutely.
All right. Justin, thank you for your honesty, your fire, your heart. Your stories prove that it's never too late to turn things around and that every setback can be a part of something greater if you choose to grow through it. Justin Tice, certified personal trainer and motivational life coach, thank you for joining me.
Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South Fifth Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.